Welcome to OLA, a podcast of the Catholic community of Our Lady of Angels in Allen, Texas. Our hope is to reach out and stay in touch with our community in ways that are informative, community building, and fun. We start out each episode with a little bit of OLA news, then we interview a guest, and we close with a look at our spiritual journeys and a challenge or prayer for the community. I am Jennifer Hardy with co-host Rosemary Crocker. So,
hello, everybody.
Rosemary, did you have any April Fool's pranks?
You know, we talked about that and I was all geared up, but see, there's this issue in my family that I'm the most gullible person in the family. So when I try to do these tricks, my family sees right through me. And so it's just no fun. So no, I didn't get to give any tricks and I didn't receive any. At least I don't remember. So how about you?
They're being merciful this year, huh?
Yes.
No, it just went and came. You know, we have a member of our family like that as well, but she's not here right now. So I guess it just never really came up.
It's like, what's the fun in it, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, oh, no kidding. So how was your Easter?
It was great. You know, we had our son home over those days, and that was a joy to all be together as a family. And we just spent the day together and just really tried to focus on the joy of Easter. And that was about it for us. It was a good Easter.
Good.
How about you guys?
You don't get to see him all that often, right? At least not at home.
Right. And actually over Easter, he was serving a lot. So, you know, his schedule was pretty strenuous. So, but it was fun to see because he just had so much joy in doing that. So we're, you know, always looking to see how God is going to continue his journey in seminary and, you know, what is going to stay on his heart. And it's just a joy to watch your kids grow that way.
Definitely. Yeah. Can imagine. That's wonderful.
So did you guys have a wonderful Easter?
We did. We decided since our son had a 4-day weekend that we would just pack up and head back to Memphis. So we went there because there was pretty much nothing that Maya could do. Just kind of stuck there. They didn't really have anything going on the campus. So and we just kind of got a hotel over there and packed all of our Easter goodies and eggs and everything and
nice
and went there, and it was another beautiful weekend. And so we got out and walked around the gardens and stuff over there. So yeah, it was very nice. It was just good, like you said, to just all be together and just have that joy. And just, you know, we were busy, but it was still a little bit relaxed and just nice. So
yes, and so thankful for the wonderful weather, you know, that God blessed us with over that time. So
yes, that made definitely. It.
Yeah. Of course, you know, our unpredictable weather here in Texas, you know, you never know. So
right. I heard it was going to be cold again today. So
yes.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Yes. Because that's, this is coming out on April 24th. So it's getting kind of late. So yeah. So let's go ahead and look at what's going on in our community at this point. So like I said, this is coming out on Saturday the 24th, which we'll be just wrapping up our last confirmation mass this weekend. So there were 3 confirmation masses over this weekend and the previous weekend. So if you do know a teen that was confirmed, be sure to affirm and congratulate them, because this is a great step for them and for our community.
Yes. Come Holy Spirit, come.
Definitely.
Awesome.
And then we also will be heading into another sacrament with First Holy Communion coming up on May 8th. So that's coming up soon for all of our little ones. Very exciting for them as well. And
yes.
With that, we have May coming into May. So May is the month to honor our Mother Mary. I'd like to suggest you come out at some point and visit our beautiful statue of Mary in the courtyard of the church. In addition to that, our Vietnamese community will be hosting a mass in honor of Mary on May 8th. All right. And so the last thing that we have is Vacation Bible School registration has begun. I'd like to encourage all families with preschool and elementary aged kids to come on this adventure with us and discover the treasure in Jesus's parables. You can find the registration on our website, ourladyofangels.com.
And I'm just going to say, Jennifer, you always impress me with the work you do with that, all the logistical part that goes into it. You just do an amazing job for our parish. So I hope you guys do just sign up for VBS and enjoy that experience.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a definitely a program that's on my heart every year, so it's definitely a special one for sure. All right, so now we are going to head into our interview. We have a special guest today. We have Miss Sue Parker, who is Ola's Director of Pastoral Care. So she has just a wealth of knowledge about Ola because she has been here since the beginning. And we've got lots of questions to delve into that, kind of pick her brain about what it was like and what she does and has contributed to our community. So we are super excited to talk to actually Dr. Sue Parker. Right, so we are back with Dr. Sue Parker, who is our pastoral associate at Our Lady of Angels. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Jennifer.
We are so glad that you were able to do this with us, especially since we know that you are super busy and you are kind of heading out and transferring all your duties over. But maybe you could tell us just a little bit about yourself to start and what you do at Ola.
Sure. As you said, I'm Sue Parker, and I have two children, and I have five grandchildren, three of which are boys, and the youngest two are girls. I've been here in the Plano area for a very long time, let's say decades. I've been here a long time. What I do here at Ola is really a wonderful assortment of things. I do work with the parish council and support them and help guide them throughout the year. I also do work with the outreach ministry and various other ministries. It's like a ministry has to have an anchor somewhere. It has to have a place where it touches base with the parish, and I'm that person for many of our ministries. In outreach, one of the bigger ministries is Guardian Angel. And in that ministry, we distribute funds to needy families that have difficulty meeting financial obligations. And within the ministries, one of the biggest ministries that I work with there is Stephen Ministry, which is a one-on-one ministry where our Stephen ministers walk with people who are struggling with something. It could be as dramatic as a death in the family, or it could be something far less life-altering, but is problematic at the time. Our Stephen ministers come together with the individuals. They talk, they pray, they listen, they provide care for our parishioners. So that's a lot of what takes up my time and my energy here at Ola. And then I also have responsibilities with regard to the staff, support and encouragement, and convening staff at certain times. So, Jennifer, I have just a real wonderful assortment of things that I've been able to do in my time here at Our Lady of Angels.
Yeah, definitely sounds like I really like that imagery of the anchor that you mentioned. I think that, there are so many important components that, need that anchor, need to be held down and worked on.
There's
Yes.
definitely a lot of components that Sue is involved with. I'm learning more and more about just how many intricacies there are to different ministries that Sue has overseen. So a lot going on there. You were here when Ola was first getting started. So can you tell us a little bit about what that was like for you and, how things have progressed?
Ola, right from the very beginning, struck me as a community of people that are incredibly generous and incredibly hospitable. And I kind of imagine them as pioneers. It takes a lot to begin a new parish. You work hard, you have to be creative and inventive, and you have to be not afraid to venture forth into the unknown. You don't know where you're going. There is no history. You're making history each and every day. And I remember in the very beginning, I would sit at my desk and I go, well, I need to call this person and that person and this person. And I would try during the week. And, most people are working, so I never got them. And then I'd go to Mass on the weekend and everybody was there. I mean, literally everybody was there. We only had maybe 200, 225 families when I first started. And it was a joyous coming together on the weekends. It demonstrated again the warmth and the hospitality. It was a delightful experience for me to come here from Catholic Charities, which I love. I love Catholic Charities and its mission. It is the church with boots on the ground. I spent 15 years there, and as I moved through different roles at Catholic Charities, I moved further and further away from the direct service, which is what I think I am most gifted with, is to do direct service. So when I had the opportunity to come here to Our Lady of Angels, I thought, oh, I'm back in my element again. So getting back to Ola was joyous for me. And it was the incredible presence of God through the charisms of generosity and hospitality that I witnessed in those early days. And we still have it. That's us, generous and hospitable.
Yes, I agree. That's an interesting story to hear about that. And there was only, 200 families, and just, I've been reading and seeing a lot of stuff about the prophetic imagination. And when you were talking, that really brought that idea back up for me, because I'm sure it took a lot of that to envision a new parish, a new space, new roles.
Right. Everything's brand new. It does have to be created, and that's the exciting part.
Yeah, that must have been so exciting too. So what if is there anything that kind of stands out to you in the history of our parish, or maybe you have a funny story to tell or anecdote?
I think with regard to our parish and my long history here, it'll be 18 years in September. I have had the pleasure, the honor, the privilege to be able to work with people in family situations that were joyous and also tragic. And I think for me, that element is what stands out to me, is the openness of people and the willingness of people to lean into their faith community and allow the community to help and support. And then when the tables are turned, they help and support. I can't tell you how many funerals we've had here where after the funeral and after we have served and loved on the family, that family has come back and they have offered to do things here. And likewise with other situations where we have ministered with people, then you see that turnaround and come back into the community. So walking with people is really something that I tuck into my heart, and I know I will carry that with me. It's been a real honor and a privilege.
That's a beautiful sentiment, Sue. I think, yeah, that the being with people in the joys and the trials—that's something that we need to model. And I thank you for being that model for so many people here.
Well, thank you.
And now that you have given and done so much for other people, now you're going to be moving into a time where you get to think about yourself a little bit more. So, you know, you're going to get this question from a lot of people. Hopefully they can listen here and know the question of what will you do now?
Oh my goodness. I am so excited to be, have the opportunity to do a lot of the things that I've just done part-time in the past. I have a number of hobbies. The current one is wood turning, and I turn bowls and goblets and pans and jewelry cases and all kinds of things. I did a rolling pin, you know, all kinds of things that I make out in the garage using my lathe. And I'm real excited to get back there and get back on that lathe. My current project is I'm working on a chess set for my two grandsons that are here in Plano. They love chess, and they've taken chess lessons for many, many years. So I'm going to gift them with a hand-turned chess set. So I'm excited to get back there and do some of that. I also love photography, and I haven't had time to do much of that recently. So I know I want to pick that up again. I will continue to keep my private practice where I do individual marital and family therapy. I have a small practice in Plano, and I will work there maybe 10 hours a week or so. But the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to rest. I'm going to take a few weeks off and rest and regroup and figure out what fun thing I'm going to do first.
That sounds like a good plan. I like that. That's so interesting too. I've never, I mean, I know we've discussed it before, but other than that, I've never known anyone who really has done that with wood. And I think it would be interesting to watch or to see. I don't even know what tools you use for that.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Funny story with that. I love to play around, make things. I've done lots of things over the years, from hand stitching to all kinds of other things. Well, I decided I wanted to try to make a little end table for a new chair that I had. So I was looking on YouTube and decided that that would be the way to go. Well, the wood turning caught my eye, and I got fascinated by it. So within about 6 months, I went out and bought myself a lathe, and then I realized I had to have tools, and then I realized I needed to have wood, and so I tease now, I'm thousands of dollars into this exciting hobby, and I still don't have my end table, so I have many more things to do. It was a plan that went bad, you know, but it's a lot of fun, so...
Well, yeah, you found a passion out of it, so
that's right.
And it sounds like you've had some fruitful diversions from the end tables that other people yeah. have been able to enjoy.
And I'm sure your grandsons
yeah, that's exactly.
will be really appreciate the chess set too. And it'll yeah. be a very special keepsake for them from grandma.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right. Yes.
Well, we thank you so much for everything, not just for coming on here, but we definitely thank you for putting up with us and answering our questions, and but also for your commitment to Ola for this, you know, long period of time and kind of getting us to where we are now.
Well, thank you, Jennifer, and thank you, Rosemary.
Yes, thank you, Sue. When I think of you, just an image of composure and patience, and I thank you for that model for me with working in ministry as well.
So, thank you, Rosemary. I appreciate that.
All right, and you're going to be at the masses this weekend, correct? So everybody will be able that's around will be able to see you. So
yes, I want to. Sort of formally close out my position here. I will remain as a parishioner and get to Mass more regularly as conditions continue to improve, but I will remain a parishioner. I simply lose the badge, that's all. I'll be back.
All right, well, thank you so much, and we'll see you soon.
All right, thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, Rosemary.
now we'd like to move into our next part where we kind of discuss a little bit of our personal journeys, and then we'll kind of give a challenge for the whole community. So for me, I guess kind of reflecting back on both Easter and my Lenten journey, as I mentioned, we went to Memphis for Easter, and so it was just very different from the usual routine. And if anybody knows me pretty well, they know I'm a pretty structured person, and I don't like changing plans or things like that. That kind of gets under my skin. So I really felt the workings of the Spirit, and just I think just a lot of growth from the Lenten journey. On this trip, we had a lot of issues with kind of the hotel and just kind of the whole thing, just packing up, doing the whole like dying eggs and all of this in like a little hotel room. And just during the time, I was just kind of aware, I was like, you know what, kind of handling this. And so I just felt like, you know, they're both Lent, and I think just going through this whole pandemic together, that, you know, we've realized that there are just times where we just have to say, okay, you know, I'm going to handle this and not let it get to me. And I'm going to just have a good time.
That's so wonderful that you could realize like how you would have handled that in the past. And now this new, you know, fresh feeling. That's great.
Yeah. I almost think that component, it was more significant, like you're saying, with the spiritual walk, just being able to recognize and then of course once you recognize it, you can build on it and kind of keep it a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. You know, my journey too, I think kind of similar to you, just recognizing that peace that comes from Christ, the peace that comes from, you know, staying closely connected to God. My journey as well has been similar to that, just realizing when those obstacles come up where I feel like, oh, my peace is trying to be ripped away, that realization that I'm just not going to let that steal my peace. And I think like you said too, you know, going through COVID plus going through the Lenten journey, it just all kind of combines. And what a gracious mercy that is to recognize from God. So, it's been a good journey.
Yeah. Yeah. I always think find it so interesting too, that we're, you know, we don't, really engage together on any of this before we come here. And we tend to sometimes have the same, you know, the same revelations or workings that are going on. So,
yes, it is definitely very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And it also makes me wonder and hope that the bigger community is experiencing some of these same, you know, happenings. So,
yeah, and maybe if they hear our little quirky happenings and things, and they realize they're not alone, you know.
No, we're not. That's one of the reasons we're doing this for sure.
Absolutely. Well, are we ready to go on to the challenge?
Yes. What is our challenge, Rosemary?
Well, with the month of May coming up and our focus on Mary, I think it'd be a great challenge for us to focus on the rosary. And I challenge families to find a time to pray the rosary together. And the main word there would be together. I think we're going to start experiencing things in life more as we come out of, you know, the pandemic and all. And so to really come back to finding that time to do that together. You know, we've had this time together as family for so long that may be easy, that has been easier. Now it may be a challenge to say, let's all group together, pray the rosary, and focus on Mary this month.
Yeah, that's a great idea to start a habit before we move on to things being different. That would make it a lot easier. And if you're saying it together as a family, if you know that this year is dedicated to St. Joseph, so it's the year of St. Joseph, and one of the things that they say that you can do for this year is to pray the rosary as a family. And You're able to get indulgences through that, which I think I mentioned to Rosemary before. My husband's really into those.
So. And there may be others that are like, you know, sign me up for that indulgence. I want that. So.
Right. But do check it out, because there are a couple of different qualifications that go along with that. So, yeah, that's a wonderful challenge. I'd like to add just a little bit to that to tie it off with our interview. I'm going to put a link with the podcast to a Catholic prayer for retirement. So if you would like to say that for her and for any of your colleagues or friends or family that are moving on to this phase in their life. All right. I think that's about all we have. Is that right, Rosemary? Or?
Yep. I think that's it.
Okay. So just remember to email us with any news that you have that you would like us to share, or if you would like to be a guest or have an idea for a guest, go ahead and email us at podcast@ourladyofangels.com.
All right. And until next time, adios, hola.